Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the morning show here on KCNR. This is Monday, December 6th. How are all of you? 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Linda Bott, Carl will be in momentarily. You know, he's been had a huge weekend. But first I want to give you the, we both have, and I know everybody has. And by the way, if you're driving downtown on Market Street and the window's open, you can see in the studio when you look past the station, you see the beautiful Christmas tree all lit up. Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, I think now I'm starting to feel like we're really in the season. Chance of rain today. Today is going to be 61, but about 40% chance of rain. This is after 2 with our overnight lows of 45. And then tomorrow calls for a sunny day with 68. Overnight lows on Tuesday night with 43s. Increasing clouds. If you look out there, Ashley's going to give us an update with some of the fog. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Oh, and by the way, Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Glad to be back.
So great to have you back. I mean, we always hear the ding of the alarm in the back coming through the door, and voila.
Ta-da.
I was like, hi. So you're doing Sundays and Mondays now.
Yeah, just temporarily, just until things settle out in other directions.
Well, we do know that you're very busy with your books and with your music and all that stuff. So I continue on with the weekly forecast. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy and chance of rain with a high of 58. Wednesday night calls for now 70% chance of rain on Wednesday night with our overnight lows of 43. Thursday, again, they're calling for rain. And Thursday night and Friday will be areas of frost and sunny with our high Friday of 54. Been looking forward to wearing the heavy coats.
Yes, and tis the season.
Yes, with that brr weather, going outside, Christmas caroling, going to the Christmas tree, seeing the lights, and just bundling up. Now, you do have a fog warning.
Yes, we're looking at 100% humidity and visibility of about 1 mile around the airport right now, which is 10% of what it should be. 10 miles is clear. And I have seen a couple of accidents and slowed traffic and all of that on the freeway on my way in this morning. So leave a little extra early and allow a little extra time coming into work today because we are looking at fog throughout the valley.
Sounds great. Sounds, well, not great, but I do know that I grew up in kind of my formative years. Well, not formative years, but probably what would you call sixth grade through a year of college in Sacramento, and the airport was out what they call the tule fog. And boy, I'll tell you what, when it got foggy, because of course, you know, the river runs through Sacramento, it would be, you'd have to just learn to drive in it. And, so be careful out there today. In the news today, of course, we pray and give our most positive thoughts to the family of Bob Dole. Bob Dole, who was a war hero, longtime U.S. senator and presidential candidate. He passed away at 98 yesterday. You know, he overcame grievous World War II combat wounds to become a preeminent figure in U.S. politics as a longtime Republican senator from Kansas, and had this very big love of Kansas and Kansas love for him. And of course, we just, you know, say prayers to his family. He really left a very big imprint with all that he did, and also his wife, Mrs. Dole. She did some quite amazing things. We could talk about that a little bit later. But speaking of the Republican Party, wanted to share with you that on Saturday is the annual Republican Women's Tea. Many of you maybe have attended that's listening through the years. I think, I'm not really sure what year it started, but I think it's probably 30 years and plus and counting. And when I first moved to Reading, I attended, and now every year since, I've been involved with either a table or performing or singing the national anthem. But Saturday, they've changed the tea from a Sunday to Saturday now, and they had it at the Red Lion. So, of course, we had Megan Daly there, and Doug LaMalfa was there, and Melissa Hunt was there, and Trish Clark was there, and some of our representatives, of course, the chief of police and the sheriff, and Carl and Ted Leidy. And Carl was in his full military regalia, and so was Ted, because they are what they call guards, which means that when the ladies came in for their tea, you know, they escorted them to their chairs. And what I really appreciate about this tea is that there's a lot of the formality that we're missing in a lot of things that we're doing, where there's the Pledge of Allegiance. There's real honor in following protocol. And I really appreciated that when marrying Carl, and about what's appropriate with his uniform, when he can wear his hat, when he shouldn't wear his hat. Maybe in these days, I'm not really sure if they've relaxed, but as an officer, he does have certain where he can wear this kind of uniform and wear that kind of uniform. Shouldn't be talking politics when, if he's on the podium with his medals, he has to really kind of not be like, I'm running or I'm in favor of. He just has to, you know, kind of stay within a protocol. And I really appreciated that. So that was on Saturday. And then yesterday, you know, Carl was on the range all day because they were doing, requalifications, with, Northern Firearms Instructions. So I guess there are four or five instructors, which means seven people per class per range. I mean, when they talk about, if you've ever been out to the gun club, they have several enclaves or of what you would call, I don't know, there's a name for it, where 10 people, I think the maximum you can go is 10. And so they were doing that yesterday, where they were teaching and then they were doing requalifying. So a lot of people have been talking about getting their carry permit. And people have asked me, do you have your carry permit? And we're thinking about it. A lot of, and I'm telling you right now that in this county, we are very, very fortunate, and I know that Carl's talked about it a lot, but it's been, you know, after driving to Albuquerque for 2,000 miles and going through different areas, being in Vegas, talking to people in Vegas, going to Albuquerque, that we here in Shasta County are very, very fortunate that we have the ability to be able to get our carry permit, go through the classes, and actually get one here. Now, I do know that they are a couple months out from getting one, but it's once you take the class and you get your certificate, then you register, you have that time. You're already in the system waiting for an available date. So that's been happening, and I just encourage you, if you have the opportunity, you've been thinking about it, you should probably go ahead and do it. Now, obviously, when I went online this morning and I was looking at some of the headlines, because we also went to celebrate someone's 65th birthday last night, and who's a lovely person in this community and has done so much to support us and the community, and it's you know, he's a wonderful doctor who many people have a huge heart for, and that is Norm Verhoog. So yesterday he turned 65 on St. Nicholas Day, and he and his lovely wife Kelly sang something in Dutch, and I don't know if it was like their Santa Claus in Dutch, and it was wonderful. Stricter travel rules began as U.S. cases climb. This is with the COVID-19 updates. And also in the news, I wanted to talk to you about Chris Cuomo, accused of sexual harassment days before CNN firing. So now both Cuomo brothers have been booted. And, you know, I know that people do things, and I feel bad about the parents. I really do. I feel bad about the parents. And because there's a spot now in a legacy. And we all know that we can put our hand down on the table and probably count two or three people within our very own family that have, I mean, in the downline of our family, or a cousin of a cousin, that have maybe done something I'm not saying that they shouldn't be held accountable at all, but I've done something maybe that's really not appropriate. And so, anyway, there we go. I'm not going to spit on their grave. You know what I mean? All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got some really interesting things coming up. And, of course, we have Enjoy. Cannot wait for Enjoy to come in because we did visit the store when my parents were in town. We went and visited the store for a very short, brief thing, bought a beautiful cutting board to send to the kids. But their new store, can't wait to hear about what's happening with the new store. It's expanded. It's really great because you have all these little enclaves of things that you can see where it is open and wonderful. And of course, we do want to keep saying shop local, stay local, for these holiday seasons. We're going to be right back here on KCNR. Carl will be in momentarily. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Linda Bide.
Christmas tree. Thank God mama's cooking is free. Round up your redneck family and watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy is doing an outstanding job helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That woman has integrity triple underlined, really. Located on Hilltop Drive, her staff, her team, I don't even know if you want to call it her, her partners in beautiful crime. 210-221-0441. All right, let's go to the phones. And Pat, welcome to the show this morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Linda, I just want to take an opportunity to publicly thank you and Carl for your help in promoting Piano Angels during that Giving Tuesday event.
Well, thank you.
Well,
what happened?
Well, what happened is they totally made their wish come true.
The goal, yeah, $30,000 raised in one day.
Man, so now you get to get your truck, right?
Van.
Yes, that was the goal, and we're looking forward to it. And then one came available the very next day from Randy Denham.
Oh,
well,
yeah, online to get that when they released the funds on the 17th. But I think a big part of that was the PSAs that you guys ran and Jared produced. So I wanted to really thank you guys for that and, of course, all the stuff you do for the community.
Well, how nice of you, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a beautiful day.
And you know what? Piano Angels has been a part of Reading for a long time. And you and Pam are just keeping it going. Over 300 pianos now, or maybe more than that.
Yeah, pretty cool. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, thanks, Pat. Now, going to our next caller, we've got Michelle. Michelle, you have a special event happening live here in the studio on Thursday night. I'm glad you're calling again to remind everybody, as we have so many Christmas obligations, but this is a very important one for Open Our Hearts, bring in a toy, share with us what's going on.
Absolutely. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Carl.
Hello.
So, this week is really exciting because we're really getting right to the date where we're going to make a big impact in the lives of all the little ones here in Redding, California. So the way that we can get involved is Heroes of the North State, which is on KCNR on the second Thursday of every month with North State Now, is hosting a special where we have partnered with Toys for Tots, and I know there are a lot of people in our community who are doing it. And that's what makes it so amazing and why it's part of being Heroes of the North State, because it's a local family who years ago were approached by the Marine Corps and said, hey, we've got this program called Toys for Tots, and we need someone local to help us man it. And so this family came together. It's a mom and a grandma and a granddaughter and their close-knit relatives, and they have been collecting toys for many, many years. So last year, they collected, 8,223 children. They didn't collect the children. They collected toys for 8,223 children, 24,673 toys, and made an impact on Christmas morning for all these little ones. And so we're going to host a live event at the station here on KCNR, at KCNR, and you can come by from 4 to 6 and meet Santa Claus, and he's going to be there to just help bring in that spirit of Christmas, because he is the spirit of Christmas, and we're just going to bless kids in the North State. You get to meet Santa Claus, bring a toy, but even if you aren't able to bring a toy, come meet Santa anyways from 4 to 6 at the station. And then if you're not able to come out in person, from 6 to 7, we're going to be on the air, and you can call in and talk to Santa on the air as well.
Oh, wonderful.
It's going to be great.
Yeah,
and, we'll be broadcasting for, we're going to be breaking into other shows, but telling everybody what's going on. And by the way, right now in our offices, as soon as you walk in, can't get past it, is a Toys for Tot box. And all of our listeners out there, why don't we'd really, really like to encourage you just to come down here to 1326 Market Street and just drop off a new unwrapped toy or a game. Or a book, that's appropriate for ages, and give something back here. It's been a tough 2 years, and Reading is such a giving community.
Yes, I agree. And when you hear collectively all of our heroes in our North State and coming together and making such a difference, it's a big impact. Because when, I just can't imagine being a little one on Christmas morning and not having that joy of waking up to something under the tree. But this program takes away all of that. And there are a lot of parents right now who are struggling and just trying to find a way just for the everyday needs. And so if we can help bless them by bringing a toy and taking some of that pressure away and bringing a smile on a little one's face, it's all worth it.
It is. It is. Well, thank you. And what?
Go ahead, Carl. Sorry.
No, no, no. I was just, you know, talking.
Oh. Isn't that what we do best?
I was just filling in. I was filling in the empty spots.
Yes. There you go. Well, it's something to remember. In our community, and it's different for all other communities, but in our community, we are accepting gifts for children up to the age of 18. And so the reason we're doing that, it's because, let's say you have a family that has all different age groups. We want every member of that family to wake up who is a child and have a gift under the tree. And so if we can help support from birth to 18, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, Carl, this is your chance. You get to fill in the
empty spot. It's just that I've been associated with Toys for Tots since 1970. And because of being in the Marine Corps, and it's always been a great event. People have really, really, really come out to help kids, and the families' names are provided. It's not like just anybody can come in. It's people that really need this help. So,
Michelle, hang on.
But coming in to talk to Santa Claus, anybody can do that.
Yeah, that's great. We encourage everybody to come here live to the studio, 1326. That's Thursday night from 4 to 6. You can see Santa bring a toy. And, hey, Michelle, will you stay on the line? I'm going to go talk to you in the other room. I need to ask you a question off air. Okay? Hold on.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Did you know that Christmas Eve is the latest bedtime for Sleep IQ sleepers? I mean, that's right behind New Year's. The worst average sleeper IQ scores occurs on New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, and the 4th of July. Well, you know, what about giving a gift that can keep on giving for, you know, a decade? And that's a Sleep Number bed, rated 1 and 2 by Consumer Reports in their category. They enable you to have the ability to adjust your side of the bed to the firmness that you want. My Sleep Number setting is 85. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 35. As you can tell, there's a big difference there. Also, the Sleep IQ technology, it can keep track of how you're sleeping and give ideas on how to adjust better how you can sleep better. So, you know, it's a gift that keeps on giving. And how much is a good night's sleep worth? Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss Sleep Number Cyber Week special. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing. That ends today. Only at our Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over there. It's right next to the Vitamin Shop. Go in and talk to the pros. Lay on 4, 5, 6 beds there until you find the one that you love. Now, special financing is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details. 7:28 in the morning, and we will be right back.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas Day.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Play our fall into winter $75,000 swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in December at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on December 30th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, good morning and welcome to our morning show. I love
that. I think that's Dean Martin.
Yes, it is, and that's one of my favorite Christmas albums. In fact, I don't know about you guys, I'm feeling behind, really behind, you know, usually, you know, what it is to get ready for the holiday. And I've got to try to take a breath into each moment and just realize whatever's going to get done is going to get done. Now, Michelle, you did have something very important about Bob Dole.
Ashley.
Yeah. Sorry. I was thinking of Michelle. Just got off the phone.
Wait, yeah. Is she still on the phone?
No. Okay. No,
for a moment.
Sorry.
You mentioned earlier that he did pass over the weekend. I did want to mention that if you see the flag at half staff between now and Sunset Thursday, that is for him. So okay. That is honoring him.
Was he 96 or 98?
98, I believe.
98. Wow. He wounded, of course, in World War II, lost partial use of his right arm, and ran for president, was a senator, a very well-known and well-respected senator. last week I had the honor to announce that Chris Cuomo, or as I affectionately call him, Fredo, was suspended indefinitely from CNN. I now have an even greater honor and pleasure to tell you that he got fired because Chris was using his news sources and to find out information on those who had accused his brother, the Gov, of sexual assault, sexual harassment, all these different things, and he used his newscasting or news reader or opinion making on CNN to find out information and then to help his brother. Oh. Well, you know, a lot of people thought he should have been fired the instant that came out. But CNN wanted to have their own investigation, and so they can make it look better so when they can fire him. And they did. They hired their own team of lawyers, and they investigated it, and they said, it appears that Mr. Cuomo, Chris Fredo, had used his position to try to find out bad information on the person who had accused Cuomo, the first person. Now there's several others, like 11 others, who have accused him of sexual assault, sexual harassment, doing all those things a man should not do to a woman who doesn't want you to do them. So now CNN, if they knew about this earlier, have opened themselves up to a variety of lawsuits. I'm sorry, but this guy, you know, when his brothers, you know, when all this, he never said a word. Now, I can kind of understand, I'm not going to talk about my brother. I'm just not going to do that. Then fire me. So he didn't talk about it. But when you use your position to get information and to help, you know, and again, you're wanting to help your brother, but getting information and using sources to get information, kind of goes beyond the pale. So.
Well, you might have been driving in and didn't hear this particular comment, but what I had shared is, yes, you must pay, but what I feel bad is that two brothers now, I feel bad for the Cuomo, if there were to feel bad for the family, the heritage of two brothers now that have been fired in shame. That makes me feel bad. For the grandparents and for, you know, the and I don't know if it's power, if it's passed down. We don't know. So we don't just assume, that was your dad did that or your father, grandfather.
Well, it's
just that maybe sometimes power is, power can do strange things to people. I've been around very powerful people. I've been around super powerful people. And so.
Thanks, honey.
Yes.
Oh, you weren't talking about me.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, it's called hubris. It's when you think you can do anything you want because you are too important to live by the rules that society lives by. And you see it in politicians all the time. The former governor of New York gets caught with his mistress down in Virginia. The North Carolina governor takes off with his girlfriend for a week, tells everybody he's hiking in the Amazon, which is a huge lie. He ends up having to resign. I mean, how about Wiener out of New York sending, sex text to 17-year-old girls. I mean, there's this hubris that they think they're just above the rest of us. And then, unfortunately, a family that works hard to build something, and then the next generation is weaker because they didn't have to work that hard. And by the time you get to the third generation, you can lose it all because the third generation doesn't understand. But on the Cuomos, they chose the path they went down. They chose to do this. They just thought, hey, I'm the governor. I get a hug now and then. I get to pat a butt now and then. Yeah, I'm the gov. And then Chris Cuomo he's lied repeatedly over so many things while he's on TV. Anyway, enough of that. Moving right along. I was on the range yesterday, and we had not just a concealed carry class, we had a bunch of renewals coming in. And one of the things I wanted to announce is that the Sheriff's Department is going to be open up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You need to check their website or give them a call. And to help clear a lot of the 800 people they have in a backlog there, to get your CCWs, either renewed or new ones. Now, I don't usually do this. I volunteered after I filled out 430 pages of background documents to go down and work in the administration part of this at the sheriff's office. And maybe I shouldn't even say that because they may turn me down. So, I mean, I don't know. But the sheriff is totally revamping it, totally revamping how he's doing it, to make it easier. He's actually doing with a plethora of things that just take time. So, and that's one of the things I hope to help with. But, so keep your chin up. Things are going to get better out there.
Well, as of November 30th, FOP records show or state that 314 police officers have been shot since the beginning of the year, Carl.
It's the
119 of those shootings occurred in the midst of 95 separate ambush-style attacks on officers.
It's the largest number. It's the largest number ever.
In 28 of the total gunfire deaths. Ambush attacks on officers have increased nearly 130% since 2020.
You know, the amazing thing is, I wonder if that has anything to do with the defunded police movement, the riots in the streets where nothing was being done, police were being attacked, and, you know, buildings were being burned, 120 straight days of riots. And then police are starting, and then people are saying police are the oppressors. That's what they were saying. Police are the oppressors. They're all racist. They're all, they don't, you know, they're trying to, keep the blacks down, the Hispanics down, you know, just anything like that. And the hatred that was espoused back then. I wonder if you could ever tie that into the fact that all of a sudden police are being shot. Or how about this? How about the wild surge in crimes and killings in big cities and the smashing grabs in California. I mean, we're getting to be a third world nation here in California. We can't keep the power on. We can't, you know, we have people breaking the law with impunity, just impunity. Ask any of the retailers around here. I'm not talking about like a small business like Bastiani's or something like that where everybody's armed. They don't usually come in and take guns. But if you've got a place that's got TV sets or anything, why are they having to lock up underwear? Well, it's because people steal it. But now they're coming in organized, crashing in 10, 15 people, stealing everything they can. Where does it say that this should be allowed? But if you steal under $900, guess what? It's a ticket. You're not going to jail. And now they're trying to pass laws that says police cannot pull you over for an offense like your license registration is expired. You can't pull them over if they have a busted taillight, headlight, anything like that. It's got to be... Oh, sorry. It's got to be in conjunction with a major felony. Well, how in the, you know, how many, a woman went through a stoplight the other day, just here, and I think it was Anderson, or maybe Shasta Lake. Pull her over, 100 pounds of marijuana in the back of her car.
Mm-hmm.
She went through a stop sign. Now, maybe that's enough to, you know, because they actually broke a law. Well, but a busted headlight. Or a busted taillight, or your license, your registration is expired. Those are, you know, those are laws too. Why not? Why not, you know, enforce these? So this is what we have. We don't have enough water. We have drought. We can't seem to keep enough water in California. We keep taxing people. We keep raising the prices on gas and other things. And then we can't. And then the talking heads can't seem to figure out why people are upset. We're moving into a third world nation status here. The sixth largest economy in the world, the richest people and the poorest people. We have people living on the streets, on under bridges. They have tent cities. I mean, you see this. You know what? I didn't even see that in Iraq. I didn't see that in Somalia. You didn't see things like that. At least they were in homes dying of starvation. But here, we just seem to just let it go. I'm not sure what's going on, except that obviously the governor and the legislature has on that side has no idea on how to fix this.
I know when you have, okay, like in L.A., what do we do about this? Crews of burglars publicly smashing their way into L.A., some of their most exclusive stores. You saw this, including some of the, you know, celebrities and that kind of thing. They're not even, you know, I mean, 81-year-old Jacqueline Avant, who's an admired philanthropist, and, of course, a wife of music legend, she was killed in her, fatally shot in her Beverly Hills home. Violent crime in Los Angeles. This is what sparked, I mean, many things sparking conversations about the crimes, the outrage of the violence. So, I mean, I guess when you have this liberal media, I'm sorry, talking about, I mean, look what happened in Oregon.
With the riots?
Yes, it went on and
120 days of riots.
Why?
Because people let...
How can they let that happen?
They did not hold people responsible. We got to take a break here, honey. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 15 years. And they have three branches right now. One in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. The one right downtown at 1845 California Street. The main branch on Cobblestone on 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're opening another one in Anderson, possibly this month. We're going to have Jeff Fink, who is the CEO of Cornerstone, on next Wednesday, in fact, a week from this Wednesday. And they've been helping people move dreams forward. You're truly your community bank, Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew. Brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so perfect. And I'll tell you what, without doing any brought to you bys, you know, you pray for that shot of inspiration. And we just had this couple drive up in their SUV, and they did like 3 and 4 different, like, loads of bringing in toys for the toys. And it makes me emotional because thank you, Jesus. Thank you. They don't want to mention her names.
And
what they say, our reward will hopefully be in heaven. I'm just so touched now by that movement.
And the funny thing was that I was out talking to James Masada, who's here. He's going to be on. Well, he's on now.
Because I was so emotional, too, and moved.
Yeah.
I just took a picture to post because I was like, that was nuts. You're talking to me.
I was talking to you about the Toys for Tots box. It just came in here last week.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to get hot on this.
You shook it. It was empty.
It was empty.
It's not empty.
We got to get hot on that. And then I looked outside, and there's this gentleman, and I went, oh, man, I hope I haven't double scheduled.
All
of a sudden, here they come through the door, and they're carrying toys. And we're talking about nice stuff.
Really nice stuff.
Skateboard.
Incredible art supplies.
Just incredible stuff.
Yeah.
And that's going to be going to children. This is that Thursday night event that we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
That is going to be kids from infant to 18. And don't wrap them. You may want to put, they don't necessarily have the sex on them. I mean, it could be like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because we play with everything.
And that was very,
heartfelt.
She didn't mean that we play with everything. We don't play with the toys. It's identified.
but you're not sure
with Linda. Linda's over there. If I see her out there.
Stop
anyway,
it.
The couple are, and I said,
can
I just,
we say
I
your names?
Looked,
no.
Yeah. And he says, you know, but I happen to know him, mm-hmm. you know, from him, you know, from a previous thing here. And he said, no, we listen all the time. And, oh my gosh, it was just spectacular, and we really want to thank them, and we can't thank them by name, but he says, you know, the Bible says it should be done anonymously.
Yeah.
And we will honor that. But what a great way to start off Monday.
Well, we also, it's a great, well, you know, again, we've got this box. We can have a couple boxes here because I think before Thursday we're going to have, and Santa will be here because Michelle Slade called in Heroes of the North State. Santa will be here from 4 to 6. We'll be interrupting, and of course from 6 to 7, Michelle will be on, and we'll be here, on Thursday night.
It encourages, because I was telling the gentleman as his wife was leaving, I said, you know, this is something that sometimes you forget, or your kids change, things change. But there was a time that myself and Yvonne and 4 other couples used to get together, and that's what we would do. Is if we would take our kids, we would all go to, you know, a store. We'd all get a shopping cart, and that's what we did all together. We would all go shopping, right? And then we would choose what year it was and whose house we would go to, and we'd all go to one family's house, and we'd all sit around, have some wine and hors d'oeuvres, and wrap all the gifts, you know, and then take them to the different charities that we had all picked.
Oh man!
And but we made it a big part with our kids,
right?
You know, and
so they knew what it was to serve and
give. Yeah.
Well, when we come back at the 8 o'clock hour, we can't say enough. I mean, why you're even here, because we ask you to come in because you know what that feels like in the giving season. And we as business owners, you know, it's like the tree isn't up yet. I told Michelle when I said, I said, Michelle, I pulled my back, my tooth, we drove to Albuquerque, the tree isn't up out here in the studio. It's back. I have it lit up. There aren't any Christmas decorations. So I start to go into panic and don't have anything in my house, you know, done. I'm trying to get it done. So we get lost. I got to get my Christmas card. But, and I know I'm not alone. Everybody starts to feel the pinch and the panic.
Well, these last 2 years have been weird.
Yeah.
Christmas and the holiday season in general, just it's like all of a sudden it's time, right?
Right.
It's like it just doesn't feel like you ease into it whatsoever. It's just like, it's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving.
But that was, that moment that for me personally, that moment was my biggest Christmas present.
Hmm. Yeah.
To see the spirit of don't say anything. They just, and
mine, like, mine too, exactly.
I mean, the light went off for me.
You asked when I came in and I'm sitting on the couch getting lethargic because I am exhausted, right?
Yeah.
Right now I'm like so buzzed and it's like, now I've got to go tell everybody I took a picture.
Well, we're going to take a picture and put it on Facebook.
We're going to go as a family. That's, you know, we are going to go do that.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. I know you're too super tight with your family and you do so many things with your kids. Kids get older. Things change.
Oh, I still drag them. We went last night to go get a tree and we all decided that we, for the first time since my kids have been born, 23 years, we were going to buy our first artificial tree.
Okay.
Just because, right?
Just because.
And we bought it, we brought it home, we took it out of the box, and we sat on the floor dying laughing because it was the most horrifying. And we're taking it back. There's just no way. We were just like, this is so sick. I'm sorry. We just couldn't do it.
It's so funny. Well, you know, sometimes it's not all cracked up what it's supposed to be.
It looks good in the photo.
I retired the old showgirl last year, and I don't have one this year. So I got a little tiny green 1960 2-foot-tall tree I put up yesterday and thought, oh.
Well, my kids said
it's
going to
be a Charlie Brown Christmas. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, my kids said we'd rather have a 3-foot Charlie Brown tree than this thing, and I was like, I totally agree.
Yeah, I retired the old show girl. She was good at nighttime, but in the daytime you were like, oh my god, too much frost, frost sagging in all the places you didn't want to have it sag. You know, no light was going to hold it up any longer.
You can only cover so much,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway. Well,
the old girl did her last, kick line.
Well, this has been the best Monday we've had in a long time. I tell you what, it's amazing how a person's generosity,
two people's
generosity, and they just didn't. It wasn't just like something in the bottom. They just kept coming in, making loads, and now it's.
Even if it was one thing.
Yeah, well,
there
even if it was
good
one thing.
Feeling about,
no,
like,
it,
what?
That was enough. That was enough.
Yeah.
Well, they brought two bags in, and then they brought two more bags in, and then they brought two boxes, and then there was a skateboard, a full-blown skateboard, and then there was these two huge play things, and I was like, wow.
And then another skateboard.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't even see that one.
Oh, yeah. There's two of them in there.
So, the thing here is that we were talking about police and the Comos and blah, 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 to, you know, and,
it's just been white.
And you know, it's been a really tough season for a lot of people, but I missed the tree lighting. So driving up today and seeing that tree.
Isn't it beautiful?
Oh my gosh, that's gorgeous.
It was a good night, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, a lot of times you feel like that the bad outweighs the good somehow, but this, for whatever reason, to me, just did again. Like Carol said, it just, and you guys
it
said,
gave
it just
us,
like I wiped it out.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
right. And so now, thank you to you anonymous donors.
Yeah.
You two don't realize
what you did for all of us
for
today.
All of us. It wasn't just for the kids. But,
not at all.
You know, the fact is maybe it's something that we need to do. It's kind of like, let's take a step back. Let's get out of the BS politics and all the other things that are happening. And just, how can we help each other during this month?
Yep.
How can we help each other?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
And by the way, while we're on our way to take a break, thinking of something of one of your favorite movies, what it was to have a moment of that where you thought your life was, remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life? Well, guess what? Right now we're going to give tickets away. I'm going to do a family pack of four for It's a Wonderful Life. It's a live radio play happening right now at Riverfront Playhouse Presents. We're going to give you tickets December 3rd through December 18th. Okay, well, we're already past the December 3rd, so till December 18th. So please give us a call at 605-4567, and you can go see It's a Wonderful Life.
Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Calling it a first in the nation measure, Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing a COVID vaccine mandate for all private sector workers in New York City. De Blasio on MSNBC this morning.
We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us.
The mandate to take effect December 27th, just days before de Blasio leaves office. Ukraine will be the issue as President Biden and Russian President Putin meet virtually tomorrow.
The U.S. and its allies are concerned about a Russian troop buildup on the Ukrainian border that's seen as a sign of a potential invasion. The White House says Mr. Biden will press U.S. concerns about those military activities and reaffirm America's support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. The last known call between the two leaders was in July. Greg Clugston, The White House.
It's a rather gloomy inflation forecast from America's business economists.
The latest survey by the National Association for Business Economics predicts an extension of the price spikes thought to be largely the result of bottleneck supply chains. A panel of forecasters expects consumer prices to rise 6% this quarter from a year ago. That's an increase from a 5.1 inflation forecast predicted in September. 75% of the panel expects the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge will increase by 4.9%, far above the central bank's 2% target. And 66% said they think wage gains will keep inflation elevated over the next 3 years. Jennifer King, Washington.
Plans for a massive new plant in North Carolina to be unveiled today, expected to be a Toyota electric vehicle battery factory to employ more than 1,700 people. Watching Wall Street, stocks higher. Right now, the Dow is up 626 points. The NASDAQ ahead 33, the S&P 47 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Why are cash out refinances such a big deal right now? Uncle Ryan tries to teach me something.
I really feel like right now might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've been doing this for 18 years now, and I've just never seen a market where the rates are so low and values across the country have skyrocketed as much as they have. That combination, I remember one couple in particular, they were looking to do some home improvements at the house, but they were worried about their payments going up. Well, with rates being so low and them building up so much equity in the home over the last few years, we were able to get them the cash out for those home improvements, and their payments actually went down a little bit. Every single situation is different, but it does happen more often than you think, so it definitely does not hurt to call.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Special court in Myanmar's capital sentencing the country's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi to 4 years in prison.
A legal official says the court has found Suu Kyi guilty of incitement and violating coronavirus restrictions. The case involves statements posted on her party's Facebook page after she'd already been detained by the military. The sentencing is the first in a series of cases in which the 76-year-old Nobel laureate is being prosecuted since the army seized power on February 1, preventing her National League for Democracy Party from starting a second five-year term in office. The verdict in another case against her is expected next week. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Indonesian rescuers retrieving more bodies buried under volcanic debris. Improved weather allowing them to resume their search after a volcano on Indonesia's Java Island erupted. News and analysis at townhall.com. China's central bank looking to reassure the public it can contain the potential fallout if a troubled real estate developer's $310 billion mountain of debt collapses.
The People's Bank of China says it's freed up $190 billion for banks to lend by reducing the amount of money they must hold as reserves. Its announcement made no mention of Evergrande. However, the move was expected after regulators promised to keep lending markets functioning following the company's warning Friday that it might run out of cash to pay debts.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. New COVID travel restrictions on the books today. Those coming to the U.S. from abroad must show proof of a negative COVID test taken within one day of their boarding their flight. The new Omicron COVID variant now detected in 17 U.S. states. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 637 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM sometimes, and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it is Monday, the 6th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR.
Yes, we always are streaming.
1460.com. And Linda's got the weather, and then we have Susan Eastman right after that.
And good morning, everybody. Chance of rain today, 40%, with our current, our high today will only be 61, overnight lows of 45. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 68, overnight lows of 43. Wednesday, 30% chance of clouds, then rain with 58. And as we progress, just get ready for a rainy week. Very exciting. Thursday, that means snow in the mountains, hopefully. Chance of rain on Thursday and Friday. Looks like we have area of frost and then sunny. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Ashley's producing today, and she also has an update with our foggy weather.
We are looking at even less visibility than when we reported an hour ago. We're looking at half a mile visibility. That means it is very dense fog, 100% humidity. We shouldn't be getting any colder than this today, but be careful out on traffic and allow a little bit of extra time on your way into work today or school because it is foggy, and I did see some accidents even on the way in this morning.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And then on the phones, we have Susan Eastman, who is vice president for Stifel Investments. Good morning, Susan. And what's happening in the market?
Well, the Dow is moving forward really strong after last week's sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 613 points at 35,193. The S&P 500 is positive 44 points at 4,582. The NASDAQ Composite is losing 7 points at 15,077. Actively traded stocks on the NASDAQ, Tesla down $36 a share at $978.29, NVIDIA down $18 a share at $288.38, Apple up $3.69, trading at $165.50. Retail stocks of interest, Costco up $2.02, trading at $530.95, Target down $2.44 at $245.13, Walmart up $1.32 at $138.83. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.396%. And over to commodities, gold is up $14 an ounce at $1,784. Silver down 29 cents at $22.36 per ounce. Crude oil trading at $67 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Let it snow. We need it.
Yes, absolutely. We always look forward to hearing your update. We love Susan. She's been with us since the very beginning. She's the Vice President of Presidents at Stifel. Stifel, Nicolaus and Company, located over there off of Park Marina Drive. You can give her a call at 244-7199. There you go.
And first Monday of the month, we have Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. James has already been in because he, too, was in awe of what happened a few minutes ago when some of our listeners just came in and literally filled up the Toys for Talk.
I hope the listeners can feel the excitement that we had here, right?
Yes,
and
it
translates over the airwaves for them to think about coming in and filling your lobby beyond the box. right? Beyond the box, let's fill the lobby so the door barely can open.
Well I don't, you know, and
Toys for Tots.
Yes, Toys for Tots. They remained anonymous. They said that they're rewards in heaven.
Yeah.
And but the thing is you're right. We don't want to be greedy, but we do want to.
It's okay to be greedy if it's for someone else.
Yeah. Well, we would love to collect even more toys, fill up our couches out there, everything with toys for toys.
Well, and I want to also point out, you know, I don't know that it's true, but because the season comes so quickly, and if it is for me, and we're talking about it, and people are talking about it, and I have the store, and people are like, "Oh my gosh, it's here," and I'm not even ready. Then that means that that's probably kind of a trend, right? It going on with everybody. And therefore, my concern is in that shortness are people that have needs and that we need to, you know, be thankful for what we have and give to, may have a reduced outcome seasonally, right? Mm-hmm. Because people are just so busy and you forget and that kind of stuff. So, you know, with all these times and all the weirdness, I want people to maybe think about that more than themselves, right? And
right.
And give, because there's going to be a lot more need.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, people have been out of work. Yeah. I mean, whatever it is, it's a mess. So,
it is a mess.
Now we need to really show the good side of America again in what we're all about.
We have to shake ourselves like a dog that just got out of the water.
Yeah.
Right? And shake this stuff off.
Get the stuff off us. That's right.
COVID's here. All right? COVID's here.
And variants.
And variants.
And future variants.
So you fight your way through that, but you can't let it destroy your life or dull your ability to help other people.
Isn't what are we on? M?
No, we're on U. No, we skipped Z because it was the same name as the Chinese Communist Premier.
So well, wouldn't that have been fitting?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to share.
That kind of would have been.
I want to share, if you're just, you know, tuning in, that we're here, of course, with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And, you know, they have created this wonderful magazine. Of course, we're going to be talking about the issue of, let's see, what number is that? We have issue 183. And even with and along with that, they've been with us since day one, and we've watched them move from Lake Boulevard to the downtown, and now the new expansion, where I actually walked in with my folks, got a chance to really embrace the feeling. And I want to go back.
I love your parents.
Yeah, they're 88 and 90, and they, you know, it's, you know, we're just, you know.
And you would not have, you would not.
Ever
would,
know that.
No.
Right.
No. I look at them and I'm like, if that's what that is, sign me up.
So we went through the store, but I really want to go in and just like experience the pockets of the store, because everything is beautifully presented. You have way more room, so it's not.
Tsunami.
It's like you have areas, so you know how it is when you go into a store, you need to pass through a few times because you've missed something. Up, down, left, right, up, down, you know, around. So you have these wonderful presentations in various areas. So how has it been for you with the new space?
I'm loving the space, right? And I think ultimately our entire staff, I mean, I know that they do.
I love it too. Yeah.
You know, we're not there yet.
Yes.
We had to move in very, very quickly and get ready for the holidays. And so part of this was that, you know, the promise was now that we have all the space that I wouldn't crap up the office space.
Okay.
And.
But he has.
But that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, this happens when during holidays, especially when you're shoving. You want to have this room look nice, and so you shove into another room.
Well, one of the things is that in this new space, the whole concept is to bring the store to what has always been in the plan for the last 10 years. And we've always wanted to have our own coffee and coffee roasting.
Right.
We've always wanted to have a bakery. We've always wanted to have, you know, a wine bar, that kind of stuff. I've always really wanted a place for kids to be able to hang while parents are shopping, because that's very helpful.
Well, you have couches in there.
We do. Well,
the sitting area, which is very nice in stores.
You wait till you see the new thing that he just got.
Yeah, so so we've started to finally fill that out, right? My point being is that we have a lot of stuff in the office space, because that was an emergency, because last Friday, Bernsini finally opened. And so Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 to 8, we are doing wine tasting. Ooh. And you can buy by the glass, flights, bottles. We can also offer you wine sales now for gift crates and all that kind of stuff. So there's one thing off the list, right?
Yay.
The other was that day, unbeknownst to me, we had invested in some really cool technology for our kids department. And surprisingly, the technician showed up from L.A., we had no idea they were going to be there. And so we had to dismantle what was happening for the kids section immediately. And so I just opened the door that was the closest and drug it all into the office.
But it's okay, because I'm the only one in there most of the time, right? Yes.
So we have this really cool thing called Click Beam. And it's a projector that's up on the ceiling, and it projects a playground on the floor that's AI-driven. So kids can be over there playing all kinds of really cool, fun video games on the floor, and they use their body, their hands, their feet.
It's really cool.
Oh, man.
You can hear them over there just running, and, you know, pretty soon they ask for water because they're exhausted, and I just tell the parents, you're welcome, because as soon as you hit the car, they're going to crash because they're exhausted. They do in about 4 miles of running just in this little area.
Wow.
Well, you kind of love that. Yeah, we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, Jeff Wurst started this business a couple of decades ago, and there's nobody better at repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He's truly from the old school. He takes no chances with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it. You will not be disappointed. You can contact him at 241-8373 for an appointment and a free consultation and inspection of your windshield, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a better-known business. We'll be right back with Enjoy.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the 2021 Pop and Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino, featuring Gotcha Covered Band, performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet, champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free wiper Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
And a plane might fly right on past with all the camouflage around this place. So we bought every string of lights Walmart had. Now he can see the house from outer space.
Yes.
Wait a minute. What's the name of this one?
This is Hairy Christmas by Home Free. It's a very redneck Christmas song. But
oh, yeah.
There's no such thing as redneck. Okay. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. And speaking of another little redneck out there, I'm kidding. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, has been doing this for 18 years now and has just done great. He is virtually an artist when it comes to working with stone.
He did our counters.
Did your counters, did our kitchen.
In our home and now the ones in our store.
Oh, they are fabulous. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Black quartz.
It was wonderful.
You know what? He'll give you a free consultation. He'll sit down with you and talk about what you want and then just kind of like turn him loose. He does a great job. Give him a call at 241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. It's a better-known business. Okay. We're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine. And on page 33, we talked about the new store opening up, first of all. And James looks like...
Death warmed
over. A shadow of his former self.
It's been crazy busy.
A shadow of his former self. But if you go in there, you're not going to be sorry. Linda went in there the other day. Okay, somebody explain to me charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Mm-hmm. I used to call it a cutting board with some salami on it. Mm-hmm. Why? What's the difference now? Oh, $100.
Yeah. They're brilliant.
It's a French term.
They're brilliant, right?
Yeah.
But realistically, if you look up the word charcuterie, that refers to only meat.
Oh.
So a charcuterie, if you were to do a real charcuterie board, it would just be all meats.
Oh.
So this is what we know today so much of with all the nuts and olives and cheeses and all that mix, which is my favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would just be, I don't know if it has a name at that point, but an appetizer tray. Because if it's a true charcuterie board, it would only be meat.
I was so far ahead of my time, I guess, when I just would take the cutting board that I had a piece of oak and just put salami on it. And then I'd throw some cheese on it maybe. Oh, okay, here's a couple of crackers and just eat off
that's
it.
That's right.
A couple of really amazing charcuterie board producers in town
I saw that.
Brilliant.
Yeah. We bought one for the kids.
Our daughter.
Uh-huh.
Daughter
yeah, wants, she wanted another board. So it's not a large one, but it
is. But you just bought one the other day at the store.
Yes, yeah. It's not a large one. But it is a beautifully handcrafted, it's
made out of olive wood, the one that you bought.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. And it's got an interesting design to it.
Kind of kidney with a handle.
Yes.
There's, I think, a little drip tray around.
Right.
To hold
you could put bread on it if you wanted to. Yeah, right.
There are really no rules anymore.
So when they were coming into the show today, and Ashley's here, and she picked out the Redneck Christmas, which we love. We're talking about you could see lights from Walmart hanging on the house, and you could see it from outer space. Speaking of, let's talk about one of the segues perfectly into somebody you did a story on that has been a Redding Christmas.
Landmark
and our
space landing.
Spirit. Okay, so
space
let's talk
landing
about that.
Zone.
Okay, tell us about this.
So Dick and Fran Wilkinson, they decorate their house every year,
and their barn, and their uh-huh.
Yes, and
they have been in contests and they've won, you know, they started doing it in 2010. No, they started doing it probably before that, but in 2010, what they did was had a red kettle at their house. And this is what's really cool about the story is they take donations for the Salvation Army, and they have raised a ton of money. The first year they raised about $5,000 and a little over $5,000, and then last year they raised $41,156.
That's unbelievable.
How much?
$41,156.
Just from from their people, the driving by.
Right.
And, you know.
Yep. So within 11 years, what's the grand total in 11 years that they've been collecting
probably
money for?
A few hundred thousand dollars, I would imagine.
$231, $420.
It's actually there.
Yeah. $231,420.
And so, I love it when they go, yes, this year we got $41,156.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like, $41,200. No,
because they give
every
penny.
It tells you exactly how much it is.
They give
and
every
you're probably
penny.
Wondering, and you'll find this in the article, that the Wilkinsons begin their Christmas installation as soon as the Halloween decorations are put away.
Yep.
And the process takes a month. I want to know how many people work on
what
it.
What I
want to
know is how do you have the energy to actually put out Halloween and then take it down and then go into Christmas? I could barely get Christmas up.
90 years old.
90 years old. And this year, he wasn't able to get on the roof and decorate because he had spent 3 weeks in the hospital with COVID.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and he's 90. And so, yeah, they've been decorating, and I can't wait to see it. It's on Barrel Court.
And I would imagine, if you look at his hat, he is a very decorated, potentially veteran, it looks
a
like.
A Korean War veteran there, so thank you for your service.
So he's tough. That's why he...
That's right.
Yep. Yeah, and so you'll see that he was also, decorated at LaMalfa, has given them a certificate of congressional recognition for their fundraising efforts.
Yes.
The second presentation included a folded U.S. flag that has flown over the Capitol.
Wow.
So that's just good stuff right there. That's, again, so great juju.
Giving. Yeah, right. Yeah, no. Were these the people you were talking about that they had actually been? They were that TV show reached out to them.
Yes.
So I don't know if you've seen that show that comes during the holidays where they have the lights battle.
The light battles.
Yeah, where they they come to your home and then you're judged against other families throughout the country for outer space
on this
beacon
right?
supremacy with Christmas lights.
Okay, now is there any show better on Christmas than the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation
that's one of my favorite movies.
The Griswold family, when Griswold turns, finally gets the lights on.
Yeah, isn't the wife going out to the garage refrigerator?
And they all come on. People next door get blown out of their rooms, out of their beds in the next room because of the lights.
Yeah.
Astronauts in space are going, whoa, what's going on down there? Yeah, and his electric meter is just spinning.
Yeah, the rest of the town browns out. It's awesome.
Okay, it's a great
show. About you? Do you have, Rhonda, do you have a special favorite Christmas show, movie, concert, event?
I'd have to think about that.
I will say that I love, my heart goes back, and it's to my childhood. And that's the only thing about not putting my Christmas tree up this year, because my Christmas tree and pulling out the decorations, every year it's a visceral thing. I pull out an ornament. It reminds me of maybe a time when I was in fifth grade or third grade or second grade. And that's, when we're in this rush, I didn't do it this year, I love to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, last night, the original one. So last night,
Claymation.
Yeah. We were at an event where somebody's uncle was Burl Ives.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. And they were like, why is it somebody's neighbor's uncle is British? And so he's British, and he went to boarding school, and we came to America and thought, why is it such a big deal, Burl, of my uncle? Well, silver and gold.
Yep.
I love some of the stuff. And of course, he was a wonderful actor.
Yeah.
And he was a great singer, and he played. There's a wonderful Burl Ives. You have no idea what a great master writer He was a really Renaissance man for lives.
Yeah.
Anyway, just thought I'd wait to share that.
Imagine
hello.
You start singing that. I kept saying the what was his name? Cornelius.
Yes.
and then the guy with the pick.
Yes.
Tasting
yes.
it, the snow, we're, trying to find silver and gold.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We're going to take a quick break here. 8:30 in the morning. And this portion of the show, you know, it's Christmas, right? And Four Winds Jewelry is celebrating not only Christmas, but their anniversary also. So it's a great sale going on right now down at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Beautiful jewelry at very fair prices, all types of jewelry that you can go in there, look around, and find the very special present for your loved one. That's Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its worth? Just by the pleasure it gives here on earth.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
And now, back to our show.
Now,
Welcome back to radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one has gotten just gotten the A rating from the LeapFrog agency that takes all the information from all the hospitals in the United States, information that is online, patient treatment, all of these things, and they give people a score of safety and or where you rate in the nation when it comes to all the hospitals. And Shasta Regional just got an A rating. It should be one of those things that's on the door as you walk in. We got an A rating, you know, and if you
safety
got
safety for cleanliness or
cleanliness,
safety for
yeah, well, you know, just overall for everything they
guards do. Guards at the door.
No. Oh, just an overall snapshot of everything they do in the in the operating room and cleanliness, everything.
Well,
everything
that would
is
be
measured.
Really nice.
Yeah, and getting an A rating is special. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, what's the next article? We're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine. And what's the next article, my friends?
Can? I really...
In the can, yeah. Exactly.
I have to tell you something before you start that, because this is about Daniel Lindbergh. Wednesday night I did a show at Riverview Country Club, Golf and Country Club, and up attending bar was this young man who was so wonderfully attentive and present and was listening to the music and was applauding. And I thought, wow, that's nice. You know what I mean? And I didn't know this guy from Adam. And then afterwards he said, you know, really enjoyed the music. And then somebody said, well, you know, something about he was an actor. Oh, okay. They never said anything about his art. He said he was an actor. And then he said, you know, I'm going to be, you know, do you have any hints? And somebody said something about my past. Do you have any hints? So I always thought, I thought that was nice. And then on the other day, I got this wonderful text from him because I said, you can share my information. I'd be glad to talk to this guy. So today, opening up the Enjoy, this guy is a phenomenal artist.
And a musician.
And an actor.
He does everything. Yes.
Wow, and so there, no wonder he's so present. It really was remarkable. It really caught me that he was a special dude.
And I thought that he knew you because he's been posting pictures from your show on his Facebook page.
Did not know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
he's super cool. He's a really
nice guy. About Daniel?
He was the bartender at the night of the. Okay, so that, first of all, he does paintings from spray cans.
Yes. Yeah.
Hence the intro music.
Yes.
Hence the in the can. Hence, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually in a. And as you're speaking, I'm sitting there going, uh huh. He is an amazing young man. And he does have an incredible presence.
Yes.
And you know how there are people in the world that you just know, you know, when you watch them on TV or anything, right? They have an extra something that a lot of people don't.
It's just
built into you. It's just part of your DNA.
Yeah.
And it comes off of you and you can feel it and sense it.
Well, he's going to go far, whatever he decides to do.
Even though when he speaks, he's got this great gravelly kind of voice that reminds me of like Froggy from Little Rascals, kind of. You know, he's totally a unique individual in so many ways, but he's an amazing artist and he does it with spray paint. And, you know, to watch him, so he actually, what was it, in 2015, he went to the county fair and saw somebody doing spray paint art and it really boggled his mind. And so, you know, a few weeks later, he was catching the basics of it. He took it and went home and started playing with spray paints. And within a year, he kind of has mastered the art. And to see him do it from start to finish is what's amazing, because he can take a board or a wall or whatever that's already completely decorated, right?
Yeah.
And he can go in and with like black and just do. He'll doodle the whole wall within seconds, and create this just great looking little pop art, right? Where you're just like, oh, that's so cool. And that's just an underlayment that he puts down before he even paints on top of it. It has nothing to almost even do with the picture that he's drawing. No. It's just because he can.
You need to get this issue of Enjoy. Look at page 38 in here. And all of this is done with a can of spray paint?
Yeah.
Or cans.
Cans, yeah.
Or cans. I mean, are we talking about that, or just spray paint? Like he puts it into a, you know, like.
No, a rattle can.
A rattle can.
Yeah.
And when I'm looking at this, I'm looking at this one photo of a parrot and the three-dimensional painting.
So the parrot one that you see right there, if you turn to the next page, which is page 40. You see how we have that logo at the bottom of the page?
Yeah.
That indicates to you that with our new AI technology, you can take your camera, if you download our app, and it tells you at the front of the magazine now, anything that has that logo on it is scannable. You can take your camera on your smartphone, scan the page, and it will launch a video. So if you scan this page, it will launch a video that's a 10-minute video showing him doing this, the parrot picture. So you get to watch from start to finish him actually doing that. So this is a new technology within our magazine called Live Portrait. If you go to the App Store, either Android or iPhone, and you find Live Portrait and you download it, it's free. It asks one question to have access to your camera. You launch the app. It turns your camera on and it lets you start scanning pages. So anywhere where you see this logo in our magazine, you can show your camera that page, and it will launch additional footage in video of that story.
I think that's fantastic. Now, we do have a caller on the line that wants to mention a mural. Is it by this particular gentleman? Welcome to the show. What are we talking about?
She has since hung up, but she wanted you guys to point out that there is a mural on 273 by this artist. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, it's the one over by the Tropics?
Okay.
Yeah. And there's also, he's also got one down here on the International Order of Oddfellows building.
Yep.
One of the ones right down to town here. One right there.
The bird one that's on the bird one. Second page. Yeah.
So, you know what, my friends, I'm not kidding you. This is, I would never have believed that somebody could paint something like this with a spray can.
Yep.
I mean, I just got to watch him do it. So maybe we can bring
watch the video. We can go now.
Or
we
even
just got
better, we ought to have him come in here.
And do one.
And do a wall.
And do one.
Well, he loves you. So he was in yesterday.
Around here.
The one that has the three Shastas. That is actually, he's turned that into a sticker, and we sell the sticker in Joy Store. But when he was there picking up his check the other day, he was like, oh, you guys have this huge wall on the side of your building. I want to do a mural.
Yes.
And I was like, Danny, I would love for you to do a mural, and I would let you turn loose, but that lot's been purchased, and they're building a building there,
right.
And you won't see it anymore.
No.
Right.
That's the only reason why we painted over the one that was there is because it was disappearing
That's
anyway.
Right. K2. Yep. Put some great things in there.
Yeah.
And I do want to mention, too, that he was in Clue at Riverfront. He was Mr. Green.
He's an actor also.
He was amazing.
Mr. Green
so much fun to watch.
With the pipe in the library.
Well, the only thing that's just not perfect about Daniel is he was the bartender. And when I asked for a libation, he poured me exactly what you're supposed to pour.
And you wanted it to be heavy.
And when I looked at it, I looked up at him. I looked down again. I looked up at him. He goes, yes, sir. I mean, he was really nice. I mean, he's a nice kid. And I went, oh, that's okay. Because usually when they're pouring, I like to start talking to them, ask them about their life story. I said, when were you born? And then while they're talking to me, they pour. And then he goes, oh, my God, I poured too much. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is manipulation of an alcoholic.
Okay, I'm guilty because he texted me and started saying, do you have any tips? Because he really wants to pursue acting, and he has a degree. He's got his degree.
Are you sure he's just not totally into you?
No, if you have a tip, tell me, could help me out with what I should do when I get to L.A. And I just, you know, basically it's been since the early 2000s that I was even there. And so I did a voice text And when you look back at a voice text, it's like, boom, her face, her. I'm like, and then I did another voice text. Sorry for the voice text. Her, And then finally I typed it, and then it still went, her, I'm sorry, I'm old, and I'm still trying to figure it out.
I was like, are you sure, are you sure you want my help?
Anyway.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, where I got my haircut last week because I was wearing a uniform this week.
And it looks slick.
Thank you very much. They are absolutely fabulous. The only place I've gotten my haircut any place in Reading is at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, which works really good. 244-9478, man's last stronghold.
Are you hockey games?
You know things like
are
that.
Are you a rare animal in there? A silver fox? Is that what you are?
No. I like to think of my hair color as Nordic blonde.
Oh, whew. Yeah, there you go.
Kind of mix in there. We'll be right back.
Listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Happy holidays from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility for 100 years. On behalf of all REU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2021 and wishes you and your family a happy and healthy new year.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
pets. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
Wait, 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 wait. I love it. I'm drawn in. What's this? What's this? It's Enjoy the Magazine. What's this? What's this? Enjoy the Stores Open. All right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Christmas everywhere.
What's the weather look like for the rest of the week?
Okay,
there,
it looks
like,
well, foggy.
Foggy,
oh,
right?
Boy, it changed.
The outside is foggy.
Because the last time I looked, it looked like it was dry forever, and now it looks like it's going
to
rain.
Looks like we're going to have a chance of rain with 61, but according to what Ashley told us right at the 8 o'clock hour, we have what? Visibility.
3/4 of a mile visibility, which is minimal. So that's out at the airport being reported right now. And 93% humidity, so it looks like that'll be going away, at least in this area, fairly soon, but still allow a little extra time coming into town.
My phone says at 9 a.m. it's 100% chance of rain.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. Well,
hey, I'm okay with that. Well, on our little weather thing we have here in the center of the table, it shows
our
clouds.
Weather rock.
Yeah, no, not the weather rock. Oh. That's always right.
Okay,
it's not real good for predictions, but it can tell you what the weather is immediately as soon as it happens. hey, more than reindeer games, the Russell family has found a way to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this is a really fun article, and I just like it also, too, just because it's very, you know, it's less words, more pictures. One of my favorite things.
Yeah, but the intention is over Thanksgiving, which is, of course, you know.
To be together.
Well, and our family, when we were in Albuquerque, you just better get your game on, because they are in football mode the entire time.
Yeah.
Yep. And so here's a family.
This is, and they're probably one of those families.
We got them to turn it down, though, during Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
I mean, they turned it down, and nobody talked about food.
They all had AirPods in their ears.
No,
just so you know.
No.
But it was streaming to their heads.
But this article is about a family that has
made a tradition
that every year they travel to.
So tell us about this.
Yeah, so this family has decided that, you know, instead of doing, you know, what many of us do with it on the TV, they just will incorporate it as the thing that they do for Thanksgiving. And so this family has really got it going on, in my opinion, but that's what they do for Thanksgiving. They travel all over the country to NFL games during Thanksgiving.
That's fantastic. So that's their get-together family moment. And they don't just have one team. They go, what are we going to do this year?
Yeah.
We're going here.
And they get to do things while they're out and about, right? So it's, you know, when the game's not on and they're there in a city, then they make a great time to go around and explore and stuff. But I just like this one picture of one of their sons, I guess it is sitting there with this massive, like, stuffed hot dog, right? It's got everything.
It's got to be Chicago.
Oh, and I mean, just that picture alone, I'm captured.
And there's three teams that they haven't – there's three places they haven't gone, and that's Detroit, Jacksonville, and Cincinnati. Those are the three that they haven't crossed off their list yet.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that.
My son my son-in-law works for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh.
Yeah.
He used to work for the Raiders before
49ers.
I mean, 49ers, I'm sorry.
Before they turned into a... never mind. hey, I love this. The Russell's first foray into an NFL holiday pilgrimage actually started with a Halloween game when Hilla and Rick took one-year-old Taylor dressed in a cow costume to the San Francisco 49ers game at Candlestick Park. Yeah, Taylor, who is a big kid now, goes, oh, you had to tell him about that, didn't you, Mom?
Right.
So,
but she asked if they needed a ticket, and she was told no. But then when she got up to the gate.
Turnstile, yeah.
Yeah, they said that she needed a ticket.
At one?
Yeah, and but then they took pity on her and let her in. Must have been the cow costume.
The kid sits on her lap.
Exactly.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's too busy still pooping on himself. Come on.
Sorry, poop? Taylor. You got poop in the conversation there.
I did. It took a while, but I finally found a way to do it. Okay.
Oh, this is just really, that makes my heart feel good, that whole, that article right there.
And I'm looking at this here and I'm thinking to myself, is Taylor their son or their daughter?
The daughter.
Is a daughter. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah. Oh,
she looks like the older one of the two.
Okay, got
it. So Taylor was probably their daughter.
Okay.
Just so we stand corrected, we don't want to misgender.
Well, we recently were talking.
It's just, she remembers the game a little bit differently about going to Denver and it was cold and all that, how she spent most of the day in the women's restroom trying to stay warm. So, yeah, we'll go with the girl part here.
Well, earlier we were talking about the Verhoeghs. They did stuff like this wherever they travel and the kids, they did all these wonderful adventures. And of course, it was Norm's birthday yesterday, so we were talking about them earlier. But this family reminds me of what it is to have adventure in your family and traveling like this with a theme.
Did you guys go to the Denius house for her? No, okay, I didn't know if you were her engagement party.
No, that would have been at, unless she had one there too, but there was one at the Verhoeghs, because of course they lost their house in the fire on the river, and then they've recently purchased and rebuilt and did a home up up in the mountains.
Yeah. Come to find out, they've hired one of my best friends in the whole world to do a lot of their remodeling, Eric.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, they do. Good job. Great job.
He did that beautiful wood stuff outside, those big, huge tables.
Oh, that was beautiful. And they took,
yeah. Oh, that is something. We had a lot of people went out there and just stood around watching them. They weren't doing anything, but they were beautiful.
My friend Eric made those for them.
Oh, that's lovely. Well,
that's out of, like, logs you split.
Yeah.
That they took off of
from their property.
From the trees.
We have like 4 minutes left. So do we want to say anything here? It's Christmas season. We all got stoked earlier this morning when people brought in these great toys, filled up our Toys for Tots basket here or box. And we don't want to stop now. So we've got plenty of room here in the offices that if you want to come down and drop off a toy, people that have been having a tough time over the last couple of years, please do that. You know, I mean, we always put some in there too, but yeah, this was just wonderful by the two people that walked in and wanted, they wouldn't tell us their names, be anonymous.
Yeah.
And
I took pictures of their license plates.
Okay. So, it was so nice and it kind of set us all off. So you have any thoughts for people here around Christmas and this time of the year? I know we're all crazy busy.
I just liked what you said earlier about a wet dog and just shake it off, right? Like I'm don't want to be a hypocrite. You know, I'm over at the store hustling all day long, and Rhonda can attest, you know, sometimes I come into the office area and I have to sit down and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm just like, ugh, people.
Right.
Retail's hard.
It is hard.
And all these different personalities and I just gotta water on a duck.
Right.
Just let it roll off.
Because
when you hold on to it, it just brings you down. And
right
people, maybe there's something you gotta find. Just chalk it up to grace, right? That they're having a bad day, you know, and, because they just bring everybody down. And I that's what I want. I'm done with the country trying to bring everybody down.
Right. Right, and so let's all take a little bit away today by saying to yourself, can I in this day be a light keeper or a light giver?
Mm-hmm.
And Rhonda,
yeah,
your thoughts?
Rhonda's like a black hole. She just sucks the light in.
She is even kill, baby.
I just think, If anybody, I just be kind.
Yeah,
that's it. Just be kind, and you don't have to be a jerk to people.
It's not that hard, really.
And especially when you're going into a retail store, just be kind.
Right. Yeah, just be kind, because there's a lot of work that went in just to keep the window clean.
And you know what? And that's
hello.
I mean, if they had watched James for the last month, putting that store together, I mean, I swear, I've never seen anybody work so hard in
oh,
my
yes,
life.
I can adjust. Yeah. I thought of you almost every day, James.
He really was.
Not enough to come down
and
help. And
the family.
No, everybody's. We've. It's taken a true village. Everybody's been down there sweating.
I guess, you know, it was kind of like I said earlier. You know, we got to take life like a dog that has just gotten out of the water. You got to shake yourself off. You know, people say, oh, compartmentalize, which I do. I've trained myself to do that.
That's all safe and nice for a while.
But what you have to do is once you compartmentalize it is then let it go.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You just can't hang on to things because you have to remember that people are not perfect.
Or open it up later and take out what you're not and put it in the burn pile.
Yeah. And just, okay, now I'm ready to let that loose.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got 1 minute left.
Well, I just want to thank you all for everything you do for our community.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you're right in the middle of it.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Feliz Navidad, joy to the world.
I'm like, what did you miss one? Kwanzaa.
Diwali, actually.
Yeah.
Well, all of the above to everybody on this kicking off. And go see the lights and enjoy, be kind, do random acts of kindness. Remember, we're going to do Toys for Tots here. We hope to have a big collection by Thursday, but we've got a great start thanking the family that came by today, this morning.
And tomorrow, we're going to have Islamic fundamentalists from Afghanistan calling in.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, what?
Well, thank you for that whole switcheroo there.
It was just a little fun there. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Sick humor.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Better.